Yeah, right there. It's got a lot of junk in it now.
I see. Yeah. Well, in the days before you had indoor plumbing, where, did you have a toilet out back or something?
Yeah, right out down there.
What did you call that?
Well, a lot of folks called it the privy and different things. Mm-hmm. Different. And some of them say the little outhouse.
Yeah. You ever heard any people
have Johnny, I'm going to call it the Johnny
the
House.
Johnny House. Yeah. Ever heard it called a one-holer or a two-holer? Something like that?
No, but I know they always had two or three holes.
Well, how long have you had indoor plumbing?
I think about 20 years, something like that.
Uh-huh.
See, there wasn't no electricity through here. I got electricity just as soon as they put it through here.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's been 20 years, maybe longer. Mm-hmm. I don't remember just what year.
I see.
And I got lights, got electricity, got everything. And then as soon as the telephone put line down through here, I got phone line, I got a private line. Most of them got two or three, three or four on one line.
Those party lines?
Yeah.
Those be aggravating.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, tried to call my sister last night, that little storm passed over, all that thunder and lightning. Her phone wouldn't work, I couldn't get her. A while ago she called me, just lives 3 miles up there. And I said, well, what's the matter with you last night? She says, I don't know where you had that old phone. She says, I guess somebody had the phone off the hook.
Mm-hmm.
She says, I tried to call you and couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
She might near calls me every night to see if I'm all right about bedtime.
And she lives where?
About 3 miles.
Oh, I see. Do you see her pretty regularly?
Yeah. Once, twice a week.
Mm-hmm.
I went up there yesterday and it come up a cloud and I says, I may have left some of my windows up. I better run to the house.
Is it usually like that this time of day?
Well, this time of year it's usually right smart of fog. It's getting that time of year now.
So you have a lot of
right smart of fog during this time of year?
Yes. It really get you on those low places in the road.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you about a few expressions, like, say, in the daytime, how would you greet somebody if you just met them on the street, maybe about 10 o'clock?
Well, I might say good morning, hello, how are you? Like that.
Mm-hmm.
How the world serving you? So on.
Right. How late in the day would you say good morning?
Well, up to the middle of the day.
What do you call the part of the day after the morning?
Well, there's a lot of people call it afternoon or evening. Around here, of course. I think actually what they call evening is later.
Yes.
In the day than that.
I see.
It's 8:12 o'clock, run up with a fella. Good evening. How you feeling today? How you getting along? How you making it?
Right.
How's the world serving you?
Okay. What about if you were leaving somebody in the daytime? Would you say anything to them?
Well, if you felt like it, goodbye. I'll see you again soon or something like that.
Okay. What about if you were leaving them at night?
Well, it's even more than I'd say goodnight.